Okay, so may I have your name first, please?
Brianna Taylor.
Nice. So let's start with the easy question. What did you have for lunch?
I haven't ate lunch.
How about breakfast?
I didn't eat breakfast.
Wow. Okay, you need to get something to eat very soon. Okay, cool. So let's start. So when you think about the voting system in the U.S., how do you see your position, like in the trust or distrust? Like from, you can just play with that first. Like where see your position of trust or distrust for the system? You can move it.
Oh, like where am I?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Okay. So from like 0 to 10, 0 is very distrust, and 10 is very trust. How would you say your point?
Like 2.3.
Okay, could you share us a story like why you choose this spot?
So I do vote, and I do believe that like people should vote. However, with things like gerrymandering, is that what it's called? But like, there's just ways that our vote isn't like the way we're sectioned off. We're purposefully put in ways that our vote doesn't matter in a way. So that's why I don't trust the system. However, it doesn't take away that I feel like we all should vote. And if more people are aware of that and advocate for it, we can still change these systems. But I don't trust them at the moment. So I think when we use the word trust, no, I don't. Yeah.
So where do you think people should be on this scale? Okay. Could you give us a point?
I don't think any place. I mean, I guess like a nine, because nobody's gonna fully trust their government or these systems and things like that. But if there's more transparency, I feel like we'd always want to trust these. Like, why wouldn't we want to? It's where we should be.
Nice. Yeah. So, do you think there's anything or and some conditions that can prove this trust? Or any measures we can take?
You're making me get political. I'm very political.
It's okay. It can be from a personal perspective.
Okay, so from my perspective, I think I would have more trust if it was equal. They're not very equal systems. Even when we look at our presidential situation right now, if Trump was a black man, he would never get as far as where he is. He would never be able to get away with so many things. So for there to be a system where someone on the ballot is literally also going through trial, I don't think that's a fair thing, especially when anyone, a POC of any race, would not be able to do these things, let alone a woman. I would love to see a woman in office. The fact that we never have, I don't have any trust. I don't see myself there.
Nice, nice. Thanks so much. Yeah. And then we have this little challenge here. So you see, we have the kids from the UWM Kids Center. So I'm just wondering, like, if we want you to explain to those kids the concept of voting, how would you like to explain to them, like, why we need to vote and how do you do the voting? How do you vote?
Just imagine.
Okay.
It's one of the kids want to learn.
Yeah. Okay. So it's extremely important to vote because it's extremely important to vote because your voices matter, and if you work together as a group and use teamwork, anything is possible. So you should continue to vote and vote when you're 18.
Nice, nice, nice. Then how to do that?
How to do that? Register to vote. What do you mean, how to?
Oh, just the process. Can you give a quick introduction for the
kids?
Yeah.
Okay, so to vote, you have to, depending on what, wait, that's hard. Okay, so to vote, you have to look it up on your phone and then register with your name. You put your name in and then you pick on the ballots. You I can explain this to kids.
Yeah, I mean, go to a library.
You can go to a library, you can go to schools. Their voting is really close to you. You can even ask people around you. There's always people that will help you and explain. There's poll workers. Voting is simple.
Nice. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.